This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I got a phone call from my daughter saying she was hit and she was bleeding in her arm and she was going to pass out. And just come and get her and help her and call the cops and help. And she was just afraid and just tragic.
All right, stories like that abound, and that's in light of what happened in Orlando in a nightclub. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Sad to break the news. I know you all know this by now, the ugly reality of what we deal with in the situations of living in a free country, I suppose, but there is no rhyme, reason, or sense to this heinous crime. Here's what's happened, and here's what we do know. A shooter goes into a nightclub, a gay nightclub in Orlando. He lives in Fort Pierce. He makes a drive, goes there. He's suspected of killing the 50 people, of course, and injuring 53 inside this nightclub. Omar Mateen is his name. He's 29 years old. He made that drive about 120 miles, give or take. That's the two different areas. He was employed by a security firm since 2007. He worked for them as a licensed security officer, so he has a firearms license. He was killed by police after a hostage situation at the nightclub. The FBI was aware of him. They became aware of him in 2013 after he made what they called inflammatory comments to coworkers. So they investigated the situation. They interviewed witnesses. They did surveillance. He was interviewed twice. FBI was unable to verify the substance of the comments, so the case was closed. They didn't say much about those comments that concerned the coworkers. But then a year later, he gets on the FBI's radar again because of an association with Monar Mohammed Absalasha, who was an American who grew up in Florida and carried out a suicide bombing attack in Syria, but they determined that the contact was minimal and the case was closed. So Mateen wasn't under investigation, had no record for any of that, just what I just mentioned to you, but that obviously changed. However, he was killed, gunned down outside of that nightclub. And they were definitely looking at him for terror ties. There's no question about that. The process now is identifying the people who were killed. Imagine being a first responder for a second. Imagine, first of all, what that job is like. And we've had many on this show. I've introduced you to many of those people, including so many from 9/11. But imagine that's your job. Seemingly, it's a sleepy Saturday night into a Sunday morning. And nothing's happened, thank goodness. Then you get the call. You go out. You're at this nightclub, and you realize there's so much blood, so much carnage, so much of a nightmare all around you that you have to ask people, please raise your hand or say you're alive if you're alive. Yell out, call out, because we got bodies everywhere. So they were just trying because they knew people were seriously injured. So they needed to find those people that were still alive and get them to the hospitals. So now this is definitely our deadliest shooting. Deadliest shooting. And an ex-wife came forward and said he was scary, he was creepy, he was ill. And she was rescued by her family and taken away from Florida where she lived with him because she was in fear for her life because he would come home and just beat her for no reason. And because of that, she left. They had met online. He remarried, had a three-year-old son, no less. And whatever it was, even the imam at the mosque that he attended said he was just quiet. He didn't say much of anything. So the pieces of the puzzle are coming together slowly. Let's put it that way. lots of reaction all over the place, from Orlando to the rest of the country. I always say America Tonight is about the buzz in the backyard, and the buzz in the backyard happens to be this because it is so horrific, so senseless, and I think all of us are trying to wrap our minds around what we thought, sadly, could happen with a lone terrorist. And this guy's a lone terrorist, lone wolf terrorist. They don't have anything really hardcore on him tied to anyone else except for 9/11. He calls and says, you know, pledges his allegiance basically to ISIS. Grim, you get the first crack at this, so to speak. Hello.
It is. It's disgusting.
It is.
I mean, I shut it all down 6 o'clock this morning because it was disgusting. I mean, and it's disgusting the way it's being handled, Kate.
I know.
I mean, I could give you the religious background and give you all the sites that I sit here and typed up on the Bible, and it, you know, because my belief, you know, it just boils down to, you know, I'm not righteous enough to make a judgment call.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
And my biggest fear is, the reason why I shut down this morning the news is because how they were outlining this, you know, because they want to stop us from having guns. They want to control us. You know, I mean, this media wants to get rid of guns. I mean, it's the same thing with all this automation. I mean, you talk to somebody about automation, you know, Uber cars and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. You think of the movie Hunger Games, you know, they're controlling the masses. You know, because by computer they can, you know, cause a mass accident thing, you know, that limits life itself. But what's really getting me is that, is this media control. And it's not really the worst, because let's look at Timmy McVie. Although it's the worst shooting,
yeah.
But, you know, I mean, Timmy McVie did worse. And what scares me the most, because all this is, you know, is disgusting enough, but it doesn't really scare me as much as the worst thing that ever occurred that people don't look at and our own government did. And that's Kent State.
Oh, yeah, terrible.
That's where the National Guard shot protesting college students.
Yeah.
And it ain't even got hot yet this summer, Kate.
Well, I know. And then when it gets hot, you know what happens, yes.
I mean, the last 2 weeks in July and the first 2 weeks in August, it's going to be the heat of the summer.
I know.
With politics and the way things are going and this current political regime we have and what they've allowed to come into this country that we can't vet and don't know about.
Man, that's bad. That's terrible. That should not happen.
So, I mean, you know, this is what's bothering me. Is this the where we're headed to? In all honesty, where we're headed to for future for the children.
Exactly. I always say that, and you agree with me. It's about the people behind us.
Yeah, because we're straying. And if Donald's going to do it right, he needs Michelle Bachmann behind him, because she's going to stand up. People, go out and listen to her interview with Janet Morrell from AFN. A 6-hour interview, and she lays out everything that needs to be done, and it is correct. It's based upon morality.
I'll have to go and listen to that, but it is just unbelievable what's happening, and it's true. Then we turn to guns automatically. So there's a lot of discussion about that. There's a lot of discussion about hate crime. There's a lot of discussion about lone wolf terrorists. See you in a few.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Mailbag is full, full, full. Thank you so much for all your thoughts and remedies for my cold, etc. But thanks to the fact that I'm taking One World Way, I actually feel phenomenal. I feel great. I just, my voice, it's just a voice thing. But it does show the power of that because normally, as I'm a person who doesn't get sick very often, when I have gotten colds, etc. in the past, I'd just be completely down for the count. I mean, there's like no way I could do anything. On that note, let's check the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's go to this one from Corey. Kate, what do you think is going to happen in Rio? I just saw that there was a gold medal winner who was actually mugged in Rio. How are they holding these games there? They're bankrupt. They're trying to raise money. I think it's going to be a just complete nightmare. Yeah, they're talking about the Australian Olympic team is saying that they want security after one of their Olympians was mugged at gunpoint, a Paralympian, 47 years old, this girl. She had her bike stolen from her at a bus stop near her hotel on Sunday morning by two guys who threatened her. And a sailing team member, Sarah Ross, with a pistol. That is not good. That means security has to really be beefed up there. Think about that. They say that about 100 member security force is going to start working by the opening of the games on August 5th. But, boy, oh, boy, I mean, they're saying that. But also on Sunday, 20 masked gunmen raided the Rio de Janeiro's hospitals. They were trying to get some drugs. They were looking for all kinds of stuff. And that would shake you up. I'm sorry if that was happening there. They were also trying to free a drug kingpin. So there was a shootout. One person was killed. Two others were injured. So that's great, right? And I actually saw some video of somebody getting pickpocketed because it's just rampant. Boy, frankly, I think people just are, what are they going to do? They just have to be careful as they can. I mean, anywhere, you know, it's possible, but it's not good news for these Rio games. I agree with you. I think 100,000 security seems like a lot, so you would think the security would be all over anybody they see, but will they be able to see everything? You know, that's the other thing. Okay, how about this? This one is from Jacob, who says, Kate, Donald Trump is making no money as far as his campaign is concerned. I heard you mention it takes $1 billion to run for president. How in the heck is this guy going to be able to be president if he can't raise any money? Well, he has money, but he doesn't want to use his money to pay for everything. So what it shows is the Clinton machine is well at work. They know how to raise money through Democratic donors. They have $42 million. She knew she was running. She knew that this was the deal, and they were smart about it. And for Trump, he's got to have the people behind him. The Republican machine has to start to work because they got to start cranking on that money situation. And for Democrats, they're going to lay out all that money for TV ads, all that kind of stuff. I mean, there's going to be a big push there. So she's going to have much more, at least right now, if they pound for pound, if they were to do it, she'd have much more money to play with the advertising than he does. He could close that gap with a stroke of a check, but he's not saying he's going to do that. He was on the Today Show, and he said he's willing to do what he did in the primaries. He said he spent $55 million of his own money to win the primaries. 55, that's a lot of money by any standard, but the general election is even much different. So I don't know. The RNC is in trouble. They've got to start raising money through the Republican National Committee. That's what you have to do. That's how you get through this whole thing. Let's see, let's turn to another one. This one is from Joe, and Joe says, Kate, I heard you talking about the weather in California. It was so hot and how they were having these fires and how the Southwest is just terrible. And it's the first day of summer, and can you imagine? And, boy, I think everybody has a hot story, don't they? The hottest I've ever been is in the middle of New York City. I don't know how people live in New York City in the middle of the summertime and actually wear clothes. I've been there where it is nothing but a solid wall of hot, hot, steamy, awful. And you see people in business suits and women in dresses, etc. And I, frankly, have no clue how they do it and walk down those city blocks. Boy, I have been to New York when it's been really steamy, muggy, crappy. The worst. You're right. You know, but it depends. You know, it's like when I moved to Texas, people used to say to me, oh, Texas, it's so hot in Texas. And then I have other people say, yeah, but it's a nice hot. It's a different kind of hot. It's not that muggy, crummy stuff. And actually, they were right. It can be hot. You have these incredibly hot days that certainly you're not out there running, playing tennis, walking dogs, doing whatever. But it is not like the Houston or New York kind of hot where it's the humidity. The humidity makes a difference. That's where you feel like you're melting. I think to me, I don't like the humidity. It's just tougher to deal with in a lot of places you deal with humidity. I mean, listen, growing up on the East Coast, I certainly dealt with humidity. And, you know, what do? You've got air conditioning. We become accustomed to air conditioning, and we're in it all day long in our cars and our houses and offices and running around doing whatever we're doing. It just really makes me appreciate it. I can tell you that because, boy, if it goes out, whoa, forget it. And so I feel you, California. You go through those mudslides, you go through the drought, now you have this scenario where so you're like a tinderbox. It could go up at any time because it's just that dry and just that hot. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Sarah. Kate, what did you think of the Cleveland Cavaliers winning the NBA championship? Wow, that's a wide-open softball question. I love it. Of course, I thought it was fabulous. Fabulous because they did the improbable. They came back and they won three games. They beat the defending champions. They beat a team that won 73 regular season games and set the bar very, very high. I think it's amazing. Absolutely. And it cements the legacy of LeBron James. So that he didn't have to go through another offseason of people saying, well, they came close again, but then they run into the Golden State Warriors. And that was a close game. That was a good game. One shot either way could have made a big difference. He had a big block. He contributed a lot of points. Steph Curry, who absolutely had to deal with injuries, was playing hurt, but was not using that as an excuse. He was missing shots. He wasn't the star athlete player that he's been. But even the people around him the players around him who had picked him up, it was close. I mean, that game was close, so you can't say that absolutely you knew the Cavaliers were going to win that game. You know, we're talking about a matter of minutes, a matter of buckets, and they got it done. It was fate. It was an incredible performance by LeBron James. He was working harder than any player on the floor. That's what I think. And that's why he got it done. He has that massive belief. He didn't grow up with money. He grew up in a very poor area. He grew up with the thing that separates so many people in any walk of life, not just athletes, but it's when you just believe. People can tell you whatever. You can't do that. You can't get there. You're not. Doesn't matter. He believed. And he believed that they could win, and he was going to do everything he could to make it happen. No matter what the score was, he was pushing it. He knows how the game goes, and it's a long, long season, no question about it. And now he doesn't have to worry about it. He doesn't have to go in an off season talking about hear people talk about, boy, is he going to leave Cleveland? What's going to happen? Blah, 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 blah. Doesn't have to worry about it. Okay, let's move on to another one. This one is from Mary. Kate, listen to the show a lot. I especially end up listening to you sometimes on tape because I have a different working schedule. It just depends on my working schedule. Did you hear the story of Juliana, the little girl who had the incurable disease, and what she opted to do as a kid, didn't want to die in a hospital? It was just an amazing story. I wanted to point it out to you. I did see that story. Somebody else pointed it out to me. Thank you very much, though. And she planned her funeral, what she wanted. You know, people showed up in floral dresses and pink polo shirts and, colored boas, and her name was Juliana Yuri Snow. She had this incredible spirit, but she had an incurable disease, and she was five, and her parents, she said her mother would ask her, do you want to keep having these hospital treatments that were basically not going to do much than add a little bit of life to her, or do you want to stay at home and be at home and have hospice? I mean, they really explained it to her, and she wanted that. It was her decision, and I think that is a blessing that that's what she wanted. And she became known to millions of people because of her role in making up her own end-of-life medical decision, and just adorable, very, very sad story, though, I have to say. All right, stay with us.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
About One World Way and what a difference that's made for me, especially obviously with the gym. I was talking about that lack of energy, which was so vital because I felt run down, but I didn't understand why I felt run down. And so now I have more than a pep in my step. I mean, I have massive energy, so I'm accomplishing more. Those little to-do lists that I make that are actually realistic that I couldn't get to before, I'm getting to them, so that makes a huge difference, I have to tell you that. So, with us right now in our virtual green room, I'll call it our green room, he is the man behind Synergistic Nutrition. He's the founder, Stephen Hewer. Stephen, thanks so much, as always, for stopping by and chatting with us.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure. It's always having been behind the eight ball with many health issues personally, anytime I get an opportunity to spread the message, I'm like an evangelical, minister on nutrition, because what I've done to reverse all the things I've dealt with is so significant, and most people suffer and don't ever gain access to this information.
Yeah, and you know what? That's what it is. So I've had people ask me that. What's the difference? What's happened? Something's different with you. I mean, I'm talking my own friends, not just in radio land, but outside of the radio world, because they're noticing that. And as you say, we're all looking for it. We're looking for, wow, what do we do? Gosh, you know, we're in our 30s, 40s, 50s, whatever. Even if you're in your 20s, how do I feel better? How do I feel healthier with everything that we're dealing with food issues, etc.? And one of the things that that you talked about and definitely struck a chord with a lot of the listeners is you talked about flaxseed oil, and you talked about, you know, this five-seed blend, and you sent me some of that. And, you know, when someone's near you and they have a cold, which my husband got a horrific cold, he's around a lot of children, and one thing that happened with me, I'm going through it, but I'm not feeling terrible like I normally do, where I have a headache and my eyes are watering and I can't see. So I'm wondering if what I've been taking, you and I talked about this off the air, has made a big difference.
Yeah, basically one of the biggest missing pieces to human nutrition today is that it's approximately 372 trillion cells in the human body, and each cell is supposed to have one of the main reasons, mechanisms by which it absorbs oxygen is supposed to be the essential fatty acids, linolenic and linoleic. Flaxseed oil happens to be a real nice, rich supply of the linolenic and linoleic, and it's rare because the omega-3, which is the linolenic, is scarce. It doesn't exist in, food in any significant quantity, so flax oil is like a gold mine to get it, and your cells have to have enough unoxidized omega-3 and omega-6 in the cell walls to be able to, one, attract oxygen and absorb it. And see, this is a big thing that deserves, you know, emphasis and repetition, because you can take anybody who's a fitness expert or an athlete, and they're getting plenty of oxygen intake into their bloodstream, but there are incidences, Lance Armstrong being one, of athletes getting cancer. Well, what that means is that oxygen uptake into the blood isn't guaranteed getting into the cells unless the cells have unoxidized omega-3 and omega-6 in the cell wall. And now I'm not referring to omega-3, omega-6, or that's referred to as fish oils, EPA, DHA. That's a different category of nutritional health. We need about 5% of our fatty acid needs are EPA, DHA for brain and health and things like that. So a good cod liver oil has its place. But this is 95% of the human body's essential fatty acid needs are needing to be derived from these seed oils, the omega-3, omega-6. And a lot of people think, well, you know, I'm taking olive oil and I'm taking this oil and I must be getting something. Well, you're not. That's an omega-9 oil. It doesn't have the omega-6 and the omega-3. And so people can displace and have a lot of omega-9 in the cell wall, so you don't get optimal oxygen uptake. And so when you're talking about your cold and your ability to, you know, defend your body's defending itself more powerfully from actually succumbing to a full-blown infection from getting it from your husband, your body, when it has a higher oxygen level, has the ability to neutralize anaerobes, basically all pathogenic bacterial infections, viral infections, tumor cells. They're all categorized as anaerobes. They can only grow in a low oxygen environment. If you had an even higher oxygen environment and a higher immune system, then you could walk around and be around and kiss your husband and with his cold, and you wouldn't get anything. And that's the way I operate. I can be around sick people all the time, and they can sneeze and they can do whatever. I get nothing because I understand the terrain has to be a sick terrain. It has to be a low oxygen environment, an acidic pH. And when you're in that category, then you are a petri dish for infections. So you can change that by being on these essential fatty acids. And the difference between flax oils that are currently sold in dark bottles under refrigeration in health food stores and what I'm offering and what I introduced you to is that those oils are pressed with a lot of friction, a lot of heat, and this oxidizes the oils and it damages the shape of the oil, the actual molecular shape of the oils themselves, and that makes them functionally not able to work in the body. So you end up with a far less a powerful substance than nature originally created. With this new version that I introduced you to, and there's about seven varieties of these oils, but the one that's got a combination of most of them is called five-seed oil. It's pressed in a unique and new way where it's not ground. And so there's no oxidation pushed into the fat. There's no damage to the molecular structure. So you end up with an oil that is truly able to be utilized by all the cells of the body and then become an oxygen magnet for the cells. So all of a sudden your cells start to utilize oxygen at a higher level. And also there's studies that show that the ability of that cell to produce enzymes and energy molecules and proteins and basically maintain its function is partly dependent upon the kind of fatty acids in the cell wall. So you've got, one, the functionality of the cell needing it, and two, the ability of the cells to use oxygen dependent upon these fats. And when you combine those things, you increase your energy phenomenally, your health goes up, And I can attest to that because of what I've gone through. I was introduced to the oils only about 4 or 5 weeks ago, and it's taken my health to a much higher level. I have the desire to bike 20 miles at a time. I have the desire to do push-ups and do arm curls again. I'm 55. I haven't felt like doing that in a long time. And when you combine it with the whey protein, this is a unique combination where the One World Whey is rich in sulfur amino acids, and the fats break down and become more emulsified into smaller fat particles when they come in contact with sulfur amino acids. So you end up with emulsified fats that are more easily absorbed than they were before, and you get an enhanced benefit from taking One World Whey in combination with the 5-seed oil.
Right, so it's a good way to do it, to take it that way instead of, I mean, you could take it where you just take the drops or figure it out, a tablespoon of it, but by mixing it, it even makes it a better combination, right?
Yeah, it makes it more powerfully absorbed into the body more quickly. Otherwise, your body has to do all the emulsification, and it does do it. But I'm just saying, because One World Whey is a life force enhanced product, it has energy put into it, and when you take it, you get an energy benefit for up to 5 hours at a time for a lot of people. But when you combine the ability of your cells to use oxygen in higher amounts and therefore create more energy, it's just like a carburetor of a car, you create more energy and less waste, then your body needs less food, you have more energy, physical and mental, you feel better, you get more done, you lose body fat more effortlessly, it's like a win-win. And in my nutritional practice of 26, going on 26 years, this is the biggest missing piece to the health equation, is these undamaged, unoxidized seed oils. They're made by a man named Andreas Wecker that's pioneered a new way of making seed oils that surpass anything on the market.
Wow, so it had to be exciting for you to discover Wecker and this and how this works.
It is. It's like he's given us all a big gift, because he created these seed oils because his Crohn's disease and his near-death experience where he almost died, he came out of being on 33 pills a day, nine medications, being on pain for many, many years because of his athletic endeavors as an Olympic athlete. All this and his drugs that he took to alleviate the pain from being an athlete, all this led to destruction of his gut, and he had Crohn's disease and candida overgrowth. And it wasn't until he got on these seed oils that he began to get rid of his inflammation and improve. And basically, over time, he got better and better. Then he learned to press his own seed oils in this unique way where they're truly protected from oxidation and damage. He takes these oils, and in 2 months, the remainder of all his Crohn's symptoms is gone, and candida.
Wow, that's amazing, because candida is such a big problem for a lot of people, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a big problem, because, again, this is the reason it's a big problem. One of the reasons is because all the cells of the body are not utilizing oxygen in optimal amounts. They're not getting the transfer of the oxygen from the blood to the cells in high enough amounts. So in that low oxygen environment, anaerobes grow. Anaerobes are anything that grows in the absence of oxygen. That's candida, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites, and tumor cells. So, yeah, it's a big missing piece. If a person wants to, you know, have protection from candida and even begin to make progress to overcome it, they have to have a much higher oxygen level in their body to do that. And this is these seed oils, the Andreas Wecker seed oils that we carry on our site at sacredseedoils.com, it's the ticket that's going to change your life. He's told me case history after case history of people and their improvements, including people that are going to have their bowels resectioned or removed and have a colostomy bag. And they're on this for only two months. And this one woman, she had chronic constipation so bad that she had dead intestinal tissue, like it was necrotic, and they had to physically, they're going to remove it in 21 days surgically. The surgery was planned in 21 days. She got on these seed oils, and in 21 days when they did the colonoscopy to check out her colon, the doctor said, there's nothing wrong with your colon anymore. It's the cleanest and healthiest colon I've ever seen. And the same thing with another man who had colitis, and he was going to have a colostomy bag. And in 4 months on the oils, he had a totally normal intestinal health again.
Wow. If that's not a testament, that's incredible. Stephen Gewer, Synergistic Nutrition. Check it out, sgn80.com. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Dangerous. Iris Blood Clot Device Alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I am an open book with blank pages, just waiting to be filled with writing. I made a message and learned to live with this.
So now you ask yourself the question, now what? College graduations, we've been seeing all the great pictures all over Facebook and Instagram and wherever, enjoying really what one could say is a lot of opportunity. Some of the best jobs in the market are out there in years, they say. So that's the good news. What is making the job market so hot? And then what do you do about it once you jump into it? Winnie Sun joins us, financial guru and managing editor of Sun Group Wealth Partners. Hey, Winnie, how are you?
Good. How are you, Kate?
So I think some people would be surprised to hear that, and maybe it's because we're not keeping up with what's going on for the people that are graduating, but with so many students who are graduating, why is the job market so red hot for them?
Well, there's so many different factors. I mean, one of the biggest factors you've probably seen is the economy's been doing well. The dollar is very, very strong. And the stock market, we've had so many years of a good market that companies through the years are now really poised for growth. So they are moving their resources out to hire. So that's good news for this year's graduates.
That is good news. What are the biggest sectors for jobs? I mean, where are most of these kids finding their opportunity?
Well, you know, we found that if you pick the right major to study, you're off to a good start. And most importantly, these are sectors that are engineering, computer science, which is no surprise there, business, like where I'm in, and accounting.
Oh, yeah, accounting. I can imagine that, obviously, too. And for most of them, did they get a job before graduating? Are they taking time to graduate and then look for a job? Or how does that all fall out?
Well, this year is kind of interesting because in 2016, students that were about to graduate, actually 21% of them already landed a job. And that's in comparison to only 12% last year. So that's almost double. They may not be the exact jobs they were hoping for, but certainly the numbers will look a lot promising compared to last year.
Boy, no kidding. And the average starting salary, what is that?
Well, that's unfortunately not as good news as we would hope. I mean, the average salary people would like to receive is around $59,000, or about $50,000, I should say. But unfortunately, about 39% of the graduates are looking at salaries in the range of $25,000 or even less. It's right around there.
Right. So the idea is get in and start to rise as fast as you can, right?
Exactly. Make your personal brand, make an impact, make people love you, and then work your way up.
Is that a good thing to tell millennials, is make your personal brand, what you just said?
Oh, absolutely. I recently spoke at a conference for a group at Johnson & Johnson, speaking to a group of millennials. And that's something I can't emphasize enough. I think when you work at a company, regardless of size, regardless of location, regardless of field, you want to make an imprint. So it's one thing to be great at what you do, but it's also very important to be known to be that employee who's dependable, who's competent, who, you know, will really drive revenue and who's out there promoting their company alongside with their own personal brand. So when the new job opportunity becomes available, they not only raise their hand, but they're known as someone that's a contender.
Oh, I like that. Excuse me, they're known as a contender. What do you tell them about, or what do you see as far as the future with entrepreneurs? Because, you, as you mentioned, you work with businesses, and small business is the backbone of this country, and a lot of times it's that leap in the net will find you. We've seen that grow, certainly in the technology sector. Are there opportunities maybe for some of these kids that get out of school to perhaps run their own companies?
Oh, absolutely. I think today in the digital age, it's a very even playing field. If you've got the connections and the drive and you've got something a little special or sparkle, there's no reason why you can't be hugely successful like Mark Zuckerberg. Of course, you know, there are reasons why it's more difficult today, but it's always going to be that way. So it's important for students and young people, as well as everyone else older than them, like myself, but everyone included, to build that personal brand, to get out there on social media, to develop a following, to develop connections and relationships so that you have something that you can continue to strive for and be better at. So there's no one-size-fits-all, and nobody is destined to be in just one job, one position their whole life. So really, I always tell young people, my clients as well, is that, you know, you want to go ahead and put a plan in place. Where you want to be, and let's just plan for it and get there.
I like that. Where do you want to be? Plan for it and get there. What do you tell, even if you're making just a very little amount of money, do you tell millennials to try to squirrel away a little bit a week or a month?
We do. I mean, like, It depends, right? I always say it's best to invest after the debt is paid off. So, So unfortunately, we know millennials are facing some of the highest levels of student debt in history. So that makes it quite challenging. But, you know, if they're working at a company and they have a 401k plan, an employer does matching, then it does make sense to consider contributing to their retirement as well as paying off that student debt. So it really is quite an individual case-by-case basis.
Yeah, interesting stuff. Winnie Sun, financial guru, managing editor of the Sun Group Wealth Partners. Thank you so much for popping on America Tonight.
Thank you, Kate, so much for having me.
Okay, so that's interesting because you heard what Winnie had to say about what they would make. And then I think what's interesting is for some millennials, because of the what's happened with technology, web design, whether it's graphic design, web design, IT, etc., there are a lot that I've just come across a lot that they were able to hang out their own shingle, even if it's on the side, and make a pretty decent living doing that. Because, frankly, it's the millennials that are so up to date on what's happening with the internet and social media, whether it's on the technology side or whether it's on the other side, and they're able to, you know, again, put out their own shingles, whether it's on the side or they're doing it full time. But having the hottest job market in years, at least for these poor kids, some of these kids that have gotten just a massive amount of student loans. I've got a young friend she's 26, and she's smart as a whip, went to Seton Hall, and she's got $100,000 in loans that she's paying off, and that's a lot of pressure. She's proactive about it. She's in there, she's paying them off, but it's going to take a while to do that. So it's great that at least there are jobs, because remember, years ago, even on this show we were talking about it, maybe 5 years ago, we were saying there's no jobs for these kids that are graduating. So if employers are hiring about 5% more graduates from the class of 2016 than last year, and that number's up, that's a good thing. Nothing worse, I can't imagine. I know I did it myself. You get out of school, and then it's like, whoa, now what? I knew what I wanted to do, but finding the job was the key thing, and working my way up. I was thinking about this. My first job was in television news. I was an anchor. I made $11,000 in Kearney, Nebraska. Of course, my family, it seemed like my dad would say, I won some money in poker, and he'd send me some poker money. But seriously, $11,000. Yeah. And this is with a degree. Luckily, I had jobs and I could pay off loans, and I didn't have the crazy loans that they have now because of the price of education, which has just sprung up at a ridiculous amount, I think, which is so unaffordable for so many people. But at least if they get out, they have a shot at getting something that puts them out there paying off what is now their, you know, burden. 21%, they say, of the class of 2016 has accepted a job before graduation, up from 12% last year and 11% from 2 years ago. 4 in 5 of the graduates this year, which we're seeing them all graduate, they consider the availability of jobs in their field of study before deciding on their major, which is so smart. People say pursue your passion, and I agree with that. But if you know it's just incredibly difficult, and you have, like I said, this big burden, where are you getting the job? And if you do like the area you're going into, just, I don't know, it just makes sense, right? Software development, for example, where's that at? The unemployment rate, they say, is as low as 1.8% because there's a huge demand for software development. So hats off to the grads. Thanks so much for hanging with us. We'll be back with more coming up on the flip side.
Father Time, you're a wicked cannibal. Chew me up and you spit me out. Even broken, leave me shattered. My face worn, my hands weathered, and my mind.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.